11 people were gunned down at Temple of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Morty Dzikansky, a Manhattan homicide detective who was assigned to Israel, what could have been done different, should be done, in order to protect institutions in the United States and around the world?
Well, there's nothing better for protection than human protection. If a building itself you could secure with alarms, with cameras, blast mitigation windows, once people go inside, you need human people to protect them.
There's talk that there wasn't anyone in the building that might have had a handgun. Do you feel that this would have changed the outcome?
For sure, if there's somebody inside, but even more importantly, there should have been somebody outside, because that could have done prevention. And there's a couple of different choices. Either you could have off-duty law enforcement, off-duty military, correction officers, people who are trained in terms of A, spotting something suspicious, B, knowing how to interdict with that situation. And of course, they have to be armed. So that would require both one or two off-duty members, along with a member of the congregation, point out what could be suspicious, what isn't in terms of members and things of that nature. Or the congregation themselves, if they are trained properly and are licensed to carry a weapon and work directly with law enforcement, that would have been a wonderful deterrent, would have been an excellent deterrent.
Is it fair to criticize that after 9/11, it was commonplace for communities to look for ways to protect Jewish institutions, that this wasn't handled right?
Listen, I don't want to be a Monday morning quarterback. It was a horrific situation, and my heart is torn apart by it. But hopefully from this, we could get a lesson learned and realize that as much as we put into securing the building in terms of, again, whether it's cameras or things of that nature, nothing is better than human intelligence, which actually means somebody positioned, preferably outside. Because had this person who lived nearby to the synagogue, who I could say 100% surely had done some sort of reconnaissance of the location, had he saw people outside the location, he might have chosen not to go there. And the idea is protect your institution, your school, whatever it might be, the church, mosque, whatever does form school, but in the hindsight, they would go somewhere else. And then it's the onus of the second place to have also some sort of human protection. Of course, nothing beats that, because cameras are great, all gadgets are great, buzzers, alarms, but nothing beats a pair of human eyes. And somebody who's trained, who knows how to interdict with that sort of situation.
If there are multiple entryways, then what does one do?
If you can't have a guard by each entryway, that's it. You have no choice. You have to secure it, lock it, and make it that the person, the bad guy, cannot get in. So then you just keep one open. The only thing you have to be aware of then is a bottleneck in terms of people coming in if they're lining up. But again, a trained professional would be aware of this and would know how to handle the situation. But this has to be, whether it's inclement weather, whatever might be the scenario, you need a pair of eyes and somebody who knows how to interact with the situation.
How would you envision involving the community to assist from the inside, and how they should be educated towards being aware of what to do in situations like this horrific event?
I know law enforcement, especially post 9/11, has much desire to teach as many people as possible within the location itself, in terms of, you know, barricading themselves, how to, once, if the person does get in. But again, that's unfortunately many times too late. So obviously whatever courses, whether it's Homeland Security, whether it's the local law enforcement want to give, the question is whether a portion of everybody's conscious is aware of this. This has to be something, whether it's 5% of your conscious, 10%, some portion of your conscious has to be aware that you are a target and that you have to take some sort of personal responsibility in protecting yourself. And again, the best method is outside the location in terms of prevention. But once they do get in, I'm sure law enforcement in all these communities will be more than happy to train all the congregants. And again, every single person is a part of this equation.
Morty Dzikansky, Manhattan homicide detective who has been assigned to Israel and works in this field. Many thanks.
Pleasure.